heal our broken hearts. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make us new. God, we need you to come.
And welcome to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host for the next 30 minutes as we talk about faith and the importance of faith in the different areas of our lives. Whether today you are battling an illness, or maybe you're in the workplace, a student, an at-home parent, maybe you're recovering from the passing of a loved one, or maybe you're someone who's never really had faith and you're searching for what your purpose is, the next 30 minutes we interview everyday people who share their everyday faith. We like to start the program with a scripture reading. Today's scripture reading comes from one of my favorite chapters in the entire Bible. It's from Romans chapter 12. And so for our listeners, your homework, if you choose to accept it, is to read the entire book of Romans, but specifically chapter 12. We're going to pick this up on verses 10 through 13, and it goes like this. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Never be lazy, but work hard and serve the Lord enthusiastically. Rejoice in our confident hope. Be patient in trouble and keep on praying. When God's people are in need, be ready to help them. Always be eager to practice hospitality. Again, that's Romans chapter 12, verses 10 through 13, specifically focusing on the patience in trouble and to keep on praying. On this program, we'd like to say if you know Christ as your Savior, but you're going through a difficult or dry time, seek God through His Word. God will use it to revive you. If you don't yet know Christ, read the Bible and ask God to reveal Himself to you. He will, and you'll never be the same again. You'll be a new creation. There's life-giving power in the Word because it brings a person into a living relationship with our living God. Read the Word on this program. We say just do it. And thank you so much for joining us again on the show today. We have all of our podcasts are loaded on iTunes, or you can check out mark5ministries.com as well. Again, this is Everyday Faith Radio. Jeff Gaffney, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with today's special guest. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Nano Days at UVA is an annual event in conjunction with UVA's Engineering Open House. It's a free, family-friendly gathering at Wilsdorf Hall on Whitehead Road opposite of Scott Stadium. Nano Days is happening on March 18th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Find out more at nanostar.virginia.edu. Albemarle County Public Schools kindergarten registration is happening on March 15th. Children who turn 5 by September 30th can get registered at the school they'll be attending. Registration times are 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 3 to 6 p.m. Call 296-5877. You're invited to a St. Patrick's auction on March 17th at Tavern on the James in Scottsville from 6 to 9 p.m. It benefits Ricky's Refuge, an organization saving animals one life at a time. Details at rickysrefuge.org. If your charity or nonprofit has an event, email your information at least 4 weeks in advance to psa@sevillestations.com. For more events, visit our website, wchv.com.
And then you're out of desperation, no, you're not the only one.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, and with us on the program today is my good friend, one of the great influencers and encouragers of my life, my friend Pat Jensen. And Pat, we have prayed for you on this show. All of our listeners have banded together because we understand your situation, where you are going through a season where you're battling cancer for the not just the first time, the second time. But I want to welcome you on to Everyday Faith Radio. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm so happy to be here.
Well, Pat, if you could, for our listeners, they know that you are going through the cancer battle. Could you take us back to your original diagnosis and just sort of catch us up on when this all started and kind of where, maybe take it from there to where we are today?
As a realtor, our telephones, our cell phones don't cover our whole community. And so for years, I had two cell phones. And I don't carry a purse because I was held up at gunpoint one time. I don't have pockets. And so it was very convenient for me to put the two cell phones in my bra, each side. And I wore it that way for 5 to 8 years every day. Mm. Never once dawned on me that it could be causing damage. And in my heart, I know that wearing the cell phones on my body is what caused my breast cancer. And we discovered it in April 2014. One of the reasons I feel it was that way is that we have no history of breast cancer. And I had undetectable but four tumors, two in each breast. One was 4 inches, was not showing up under mammogram, showed up under digital tomography. And the other two tumors didn't turn up until we had an MRI. So they were three different cancers in four tumors. And so we started the program. I didn't want to do chemo and radiation. I'd always wanted to just turn my life over to God and use natural methods. But it was a pretty serious kind of cancer, and they kind of scared me. And so I did a combination and got through it pretty well compared to what most people do. A lot of nutrient supplements and other alternative things during that. Then we had the mastectomy. And then the following year, I went through the round of radiation. And we did a scan, and it looked as though everything was clear. Last year, I started developing a little bit of discomfort in my back, a little bit of shoulder pain by November. It was kind of regular, but not too bad. It was the kind of thing you thought, well, I should go see the chiropractor. Mm-hmm. Finally saw the chiropractor, didn't help, called my oncologist, did the nuclear bone scan and then a PET scan. And it turns out that my breast cancer has metastasized to my liver. About a third to a half of it is diseased. And to the bones, many bones in my body, my skull, my facial bones, my back bones, my femur, my pelvic floor. It amazes me that I am stage 4 cancer with that much serious cancer. And I'm sitting here with three gentlemen and people are seeing me every day. This is not what I anticipated stage 4 cancer to look like or feel like. But in fact, my prognosis could be as short as 4 months and hopefully a year. And I am counting on God to bring a miracle into me to help heal me. And I know that metastatic cancer is inoperable, incurable, and terminal. But I would like another year or two, if I can, to help spread the word and help other people avoid getting into this position. So it's bad enough the first time you hear you have cancer to hear it a second time and know that, well, being born is a death certificate.
Right.
You know, so we all have our time. And I had counted on being on the Smucker's jar at 100 on the Today Show. But it doesn't look like that's what God has in mind for me. So I've never said, why me? I've never lamented. I'm not afraid to die because, you know, it's a glorious graduation as far as I'm concerned. But I'm not happy to not be here a little bit longer with the grandchildren and the children and my friends and family. So
let's go back to your real estate career. For any of our listeners who don't know about Pat Jensen, she's probably the most decorated realtor that you could meet in this town and maybe even in the state of Virginia. You've won all the local awards from Rookie of the Year to Salesperson of the Year, Realtor of the Year, the president of our local association of realtors, and then next thing you know, you're doing that whole thing at the state level, the sales associate of the year, the, was it the?
President and realtor.
Realtor of the year.
I am president.
And then you were president of the year as well. I mean, just unbelievable resume. I don't think I've ever been around anybody who has a real estate resume like you do. You've been the manager and vice president of several real estate, 3 offices, sold millions of dollars worth of real estate. And then all of a sudden something, you get the diagnosis like this, but yet you have never gone down the road of why me?
No.
Is your faith something that has helped you during the kind of the initial diagnosis and then kind of where you are today?
Years ago, I adopted a scripture as my scripture, Romans 8:28.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that all, the word is all, that happens to us is working for our good if we love God and are fitting into his plans.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel that I love God, and I feel that I'm fitting into his plans. I'm not sure what his plan is for me. I don't feel it's to take me out really quickly. I think there'll be some blessings and some messages that I can get out there to help other people. But one of the leading causes of breast cancer in women is women who, number one, perhaps do too much. Number two, women who nurture too much. And I've laughingly said my whole life that I want my tombstone to say she was a great mother and she made people laugh. Mm. To me, those are the two most important things in life. So perhaps that can be a message to people to be maybe more balanced. I never felt that I was that stressed because I always loved every part of the business I was doing and being involved. We have a wonderful family. They're all right here together, my four children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchild. We see each other most every day. I have been totally blessed with that.
Well, that's the one thing when I think of Pat Jensen. Well, there's actually several things when I think of Pat Jensen, but one thing about you is one of your nicknames is Mama Pat. And for our listeners to just understand this, and excuse me if I get any names wrong, but you have an awesome husband, Doug. Mm-hmm. And when I think of Pat Jensen, I think of this amazing marriage that you and Doug have. And I love particularly some of the old photos that you post on Facebook from time to time.
And we've been together 52 years.
52 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just an amazing love story, the two of you. And then from your daughter, Sarah, to the sons, Chris, Eric, and Brian. And so you have this big family, you have grandchildren and now great-grandchildren. But the thing about Mama Pat that's just so interesting about you, Pat, is that when you meet somebody, there's this feeling that you've just sort of been adopted by Pat. I mean, it's you sort of feel like you've been grafted into your family. And we were talking about this the other day. We know people, you know, I've known you over 20 years. And we have a new associate with Real Estate 3, Mansoor, who's from Russia, and he's only known Pat Jensen for 2 weeks. And I was talking to him the other day, and your name came up, and you know, the first thing he says to me is, "I love that woman." And and I was like, "How do you end up? How can you love somebody after 2 weeks?" But you have that just that amazing spirit about you, and. It's just, tell me about kind of in your life, looking back, and we're heading towards the break, Pat, but the importance of family. It seems like from a distance that family just seems to be, oh, so important and really a definition of you.
It is. To me, it's always been the most important in my life is having a family that love each other and support each other. That can be there for each other, be non-judgmental, realize that, yeah, everybody's going to have a little problem now and then, but we're in here together to help each other out. So that has always been a really important factor in me. And I somehow I have grown up with a positive attitude, and I think that's pretty major.
You've always seemed to me as somebody who doesn't get rattled. I mean, and I think that's one of the reasons why your real estate family is so comfortable with you is that when real estate, as you and I know, is filled with challenges, some would call it problems, filled with challenges and obstacles all along the way. And yet when you bring that to Mama Pat, you have a way of just kind of making it seem like everything's going to be all right.
I don't get mad. I don't tend to get upset very often. I have realized that life is full of ups and downs, and I am exactly where I'm supposed to be at all times, according to God's word. So I have to trust in that, that he's put me in the middle of a hurricane, and it doesn't feel right. And in many events in the past, it has felt the same way. And too many people, I don't know if the word's judgmental, I keep coming back to that, but too many people are just too critical of other people and other things. And if they just take a deep breath and look at it from 30,000 feet, it's not that important. Mm-hmm. What's important is your relationships, your walk with God, mm-hmm. your balance in life, and just loving and being loved. To me, that's the important thing, and it amazes me at how many people spend their lives in sort of constant conflict or constant worry. Mm-hmm. You know, worry, it's like sitting in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you don't go anywhere. So I've always put that out of my mind. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why. Friends have told me they think that I'm on a higher spiritual plane than some people. I don't know what it is, but in the seventh grade, I saw a sundial in a church in Williamsburg that said, "Time is the stuff life is made of. Don't squander it." Mm. And for some reason, since seventh grade, mm-hmm. that has been an important part of my life.
We're talking with Pat Jensen, and this is Everyday Faith Radio. We have so much more to talk about, as Pat has been so generous to share her time with us as she is battling stage 4 cancer. And Pat, as you know, all of us, including all the listeners, all of Greater Charlottesville, is praying for a miracle for you, and we believe in you, and just so thankful that you're on this show. This is Everyday Faith Radio. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back in just a moment. Please stay with us.
Here's what's happening in Central Virginia, sponsored by Virginia Blood Services. Get your car clean and help out a great cause. There's a car wash to benefit the March of Dimes happening on March 25th from 1 to 4 p.m. at United Bank on Seminole Trail. Athletes from Blue Ridge School and employees from United Bank will wash your car to raise funds for the March of Dimes. Green Dogs Yard Sale will be happening on April 29th from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. at 1171 North Boston Road in Troy. Proceeds benefit Green Dogs Unleashed, an organization rescuing animals in need and training them to become therapy dogs. The Crozet Community Orchestra Concert is happening on March 19th at Crozet Baptist Church on St. George Avenue in Crozet. It's free. Details at CrozetCommunityOrchestra.org. If your charity or nonprofit is having an event, email your information to us at least 4 weeks in advance to PSA@SevilleStations.com. For more events, visit our website, WCHV.com.
And then you're out of desperation. No, you're not the only one.
And welcome back to Everyday Faith Radio. This is Jeff Gaffney, your host, with us on the program today. I'm so delighted to have Pat Jensen with us. Pat has just been a very close friend and colleague at work, and she is in a battle against stage 4 cancer. And Pat, thank you so much for, again, being with us and spending time with us today. I'm wondering what you might say to any of our listeners who are faced with cancer or maybe another disease, or maybe they're battling an addiction, any kind of real hard stuff. What advice would you have for somebody who's in a battle such as similar to what you might be going through?
That's such a hard thing to answer, because the basis of that is going to be the individual and how they have faced life up to this point. So all of us are different in the way that we face our burden, and we all will have a burden of some kind. We will have probably a disease or something that will be our cross to bear, and that will be our end days. It's so easy to lament and feel sorry for yourself and be angry. And I think those are normal reactions. It's a lot like the grieving process, that you go through stages. I think that what I would ask people is to know that they're not alone. And when in those situations, loneliness and fear are and guilt, those are the emotions that can make it harder on you, mm-hmm. ultimately. And just to say to somebody, "Oh, don't be afraid, it's okay." It sounds nice, but the reality is it's tough. Mm. It's tough to face what's ahead of you when you know that you have a limited time here. Mm. I would just say, if you have a way, if you have a spiritual connection, if you can make peace with God, if you can go to Jesus on a daily basis, that if you know and understand that you're not alone and that you are where you need to be, and that, you know, maybe look at it this way. It's your last thing to do. So why not do it in a fantastic way?
Mm-hmm.
Why not go out with a smile on your face, and be, I mean, this is just me, just because I'm positive,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to just slink off in the corner and leave. So I'm going to create a message board out there called Magic and Miracles, Living While Dying, mm-hmm. Pat Jensen's Journey.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be out there on Facebook or on YouTube or something. And I'm going to put regular videos up to encourage other people and also to maybe help in any way I can, but have people respond to help each other. So you're not alone. And if you can just ask God to come into your heart, and if you can ask Jesus to wrap his arms around
mm-hmm.
you, then you can make it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the graduation is
That's
so
right.
wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
You step over now. When you're born, you know there's got to be pain. I mean, you've seen that happen.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way that you don't come into this world feeling some excruciating pain. So there's a possibility, except today we have morphine and other things that will help. So there's a possibility there will be a painful experience to go through the channel into the next world. But when you get there, Jesus is there,
mm-hmm.
God is there, your friends and family are there. And from all the experiences that we have read and studied of near-death experiences, there are very few cases of people that want to come back
right.
once they have gotten
mm-hmm.
there. Sometimes they obviously have had to come back so that we could learn about it
mm-hmm.
or for the person to finish their what they need to do in life. But we're here with a meaning and a purpose to accomplish mm-hmm. while we're here.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to make the best of it.
Pat, I'm thinking of two specific scripture I want to share with you and for our listeners that you and I have discussed during your battle with cancer. And the first one comes from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. The Apostle Paul is encouraging his young protege, Timothy, and he reminds him that God did not give us the spirit of fear, but he gave us the spirit of power, love, and self-discipline. So, Pat, I am praying that over you at this moment and any of our listeners that are in a battle in their life. And then the second scripture that comes to mind comes from the Old Testament. The prophet Isaiah says these words in chapter 41. He says, "Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my victorious right hand." And so I pray that over you, Pat, and all of our listeners who may be in a battle where they are, feel like they're under attack, and they need to be strengthen themselves in the Lord. And Pat, I want to unveil to you something that you are not aware of. We have started a wristband ministry on your behalf.
Oh my gosh.
And it's called We Believe. And this wristband ministry has the words "We Believe" on one side, and then Mark chapter 11, verse 24 on the other side. And these are Jesus's words in the Gospel of Mark. Jesus said this. He said, "If you believe, you will receive all that you ask for in prayer." And so today, Pat, I want to say that, first of all, we believe in you. We believe in Jesus Christ. and we believe in your miraculous healing. We believe, and I'm going to just put this on your little wrist.
Thank you.
That is yours. And for all of our listeners, any of them who are interested, we have a couple hundred of these wristbands that are made up. If you want to join as one of Pat's prayer warriors, you can contact Teely Jennifer at our Real Estate 329 North office,
8179800.
Mm-hmm. Teely Jennifer will have it, and we'd love to have you join us. And if you don't get the wristband, again, I want you to just join us in praying for Pat, for her miracle. And gosh,
I would like to share with the audience that my company gave me a celebration of love function on Tuesday, where they came together and they had pictures of me up on the wall. They got up and talked about funny stories. They talked about memories. They talked about how much they loved me. You could say it's like being at your own funeral, but you could be out of the box and seeing and listening to everybody. And we, when we got up there, Jeff said, we are hoping that this is the first annual celebration of life for Pat.
That's right.
So that's what I'm going for. I want a year. I want three. I'll take a year. Whatever it is, I'll take whatever God gives me. And I'm grateful for my friends and family and their prayers and love.
Well, you've inspired a lot of people. And Pat, we're heading towards the end of the show, but we've had a lot of cancer in my family, my wife's family, cancer around us. One thing that, believe it or not, that we've experienced is that through kind of all the pain and challenges of cancer, we have found that there were times of beauty.
Yes.
And we believe that to be biblical, that there's a passage in Scripture that says that I will give you beauty. I will trade you beauty for ashes. And I'm just wondering, as we head towards a close here, Pat, have you experienced some of that beauty during your cancer diagnosis?
I call it my little miracles. Just about every day, God blesses me with a little miracle. Just a quick one, went to the Melting Pot with my friend Donna. We developed a wonderful rapport with our wait staff, Tim Currier. He knew I was turning 72. He knew about the cancer diagnosis. He kept coming back, brought up all the other wait people, brought the people from the back. Wonderful hour and a half there. And when we finished, he came up and he said, Pat, we'd really like to do something special for y'all because we feel honored that we've gotten to know you. And they gave me and Donna a box of chocolate-covered strawberries. They had taken pictures of us while we were there, so he gave me a beautiful framed picture of me and my friend Donna and a picture of him with us. And then he said, the wait staff joined together and we wanted to pay the rest of your bill. So Donna had a gift certificate. The Melting Pot is very expensive, but they paid $60 and Donna paid $50. So our bill was $6.43. But it was a love that generated out. We all loved and hugged each other and cried when we left. That's the kind of thing. People are reaching out. I'm running into people that pray for me, people that love me. The support I get from people has been phenomenal. So I have beauty every day.
That's awesome. Well, Pat Jensen, thank you so much for being on the show. I believe that your words are going to bless many, many people. Life has been a blessing, I know, to me and many others in our community. As we end the program, Pat, I say to you and to our listeners, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you and bring you peace.
Amen.
Heal a broken heart. Let your presence overwhelm. Come restore and make a